This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the wisdom that comes forth teaching me how to live for God, how to give God what He's calling for in this day and time. And I thank God so much for a saved life. It is only through hearing the Word of God and obedience to the Word of God. And I'm thanking God for the scripture that says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And truly we're being taught how to present our bodies a living sacrifice. And it's holy and it's acceptable unto God. We don't do the things that we used to do, living the ways of the world, but we've denied ourselves of the fleshly lusts. And I thank God for a pastor who's teaching us how to maintain our salvation, how to continue on and grow in God. And I thank God for our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We want to talk about knowing the Lord. And before we get into that thought, we're going to hear Armed Yourself. Thank God.
Unto the word all did which ye testify. So I set a watch on my members that I may always be pleasing in thy sight.
My helmet's on of the hope of salvation.
My shield
with the breastplate of faith and love.
With the mind of Christ.
Like Christ
that I may not be an offense to anyone.
My helmet's on the hope of salvation.
My shield
wearing the breastplate of faith and love.
With the mind of Christ,
like Christ I put on the armor of life.
For
as much as He said,
got my helmet on.
My helmet's on
the hope of salvation. Might maintain victory
for as much as He said.
yourselves like a wife.
Is that beautiful? Thank God for ensemble. Thank God for being saved. They weren't in a nightclub before they sang this number. They only sing unto the Lord. And I'm grateful for the mindset that the saints have.
Yes.
What we do is unto God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Deacon Debbie, what's the announcement?
Thank God. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now,
thank
our
you,
pastor.
Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. The stand they took, God let them down in his deep mysteries. And we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, which is the Ten Commandments, which is law, which was commanded, which is God's word. It's righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Hosea 6:1. Before we go there, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, our late Pastor Philip always opened up with that scripture. Our teacher Brown, who was the pastor previous to me, prior to me, she said, let's stay with keep therefore and do them. Because this is the wisdom of God. And this is how you understand God and understand his word. Hosea, Deacon Franny, 6:1. What does it say?
Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us.
Mm-hmm.
He hath smitten and he will bind us up.
Well, God is talking about those that are called by his name and don't really know him. And what the secret is, they've been torn because they don't know God. When you put the principles of God in action, if you know God, if you're yielding yourself to God, God has no reason to tear you or to come to you or to harm you. The devil does that. But God does punish those that say they are called by his name and not bringing forth the fruit. Read.
After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up.
He's saying after 2 days, he's going to revive. Because when we come to God, we come to God to die. Yes. And many times when you really come to the knowledge of God, you're finding that it just takes your breath away. It just floors you. And it's there to kill us. The old man, not the new man. The new man cannot come forth unless the old man is being killed. But God said he'll revive us.
Yes.
What?
He will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up.
That represents resurrection, walking in the newness of life. It takes the word to knock out that old man. Now, in the third day, you're walking in the newness of life. But even then, what is the Lord saying?
And we shall live in his sight.
What?
Then shall we know.
Then, once you have been raised, I got to walk in holiness now, and I got to get my life back. The old man is dying. I need a life.
All right.
God is going to raise us up. Then when you're raised up, then you're going to know if you follow on. Once you begin to die, keep dying.
All right.
Because the more you die, the more you're going to see God. Yes. What did he say then?
Shall we know?
If
we follow on.
If you follow on.
To know the
Lord. But what happens when we start to following God, here comes that devil. But if we don't deny ourselves, you're not going to be able to follow on. You're going to exit.
Yes.
And the enemy tries to get you to exit before you get in here.
Yes.
By saying the law was done away with. The law is God's word.
All right.
Then Shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? What?
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
So what's the morning like? Everybody know what the morning's like?
All right.
Morning don't just shoot up. It comes up slowly. You gradually see a little bit more light, a little bit more light. But if you're not up under the right teaching, you're not getting more and more light. You're not getting the increase of his government. You're getting nothing. You're in a circle talking about his death on the cross, and the blood covers you as far as you're going. And you're staying right at that cross. You got to move on. They left the cross, buried him, saw the resurrection, and went on. Yes, it's the blood, but we've moved on. We're living the principles he taught, because that's what's important. Read it again. Then shall ye know.
If we follow on to know the Lord,
what?
His going forth is
prepared. Don't follow on to know the God. They don't follow on to know the Lord. I already know him. I know he died for my sins on the cross. And so that ain't knowing God. To know what he did is not knowing him. But to follow on means you follow the teaching and yield to God. Then you're going to be able to see him.
Beautiful.
Read it.
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
What?
And he shall come unto us as the rain.
He's going to come like the rain when we come to God. What?
As the latter and former rain.
Well, the former rain was to wash out all the filth in the earth. The former rain was the flood. Because God's word wants to bury the old man. The token is the baptism. But the spiritual reality is the word overtakes your mind and wash out all the filthiness by you yielding to God. That's the former. And what? And the latter?
And the latter and former rain.
Well, the latter rain is the showers that you get every time you listen to God's word. It's like showers.
Beautiful.
More and more. And it, they're to clean us. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to St. John.
All right.
Thank God. 1 John 2 and 3. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
If you follow on, an enemy wants to try to stop and hinder that continuation. That's why the Lord said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. The enemy try to get you to stop. An enemy will use anyone. He'll use the saints if you allow him. Hinder your walk. Get you off the path. Go another path. And that's worse. Isn't that beautiful? To know that. 1 John 2 and 3, what say?
And hereby we do know that we know
him. Wait a minute. It said, then shall you know if you follow on to know. Now, if you want to know the Lord, one of the things you're going to follow on to know is that hereby we do know what?
That we know him.
What?
If we keep his commandments.
So if you don't keep God's commandments, forget about knowing God, because this is what the scripture's telling you.
Right.
Now, he said, well, that was the Old Testament. This is the one that walked with him. This is John. Then you know, you still have to keep God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you don't know God. Hereby we do know that we know him what?
If we keep his commandments.
What?
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar.
So everybody that's viewing this broadcast, the one or two.
All right, Pastor.
I don't have a problem with that.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
See, the carman said, oh, you being funny because you intimidated. I'm not embarrassed behind that. Lord said, whether it's two or three. I wasn't embarrassed by it because the Lord came in swaddling clothes, was in a manger, no place for him. I wasn't embarrassed behind that. And I ain't embarrassed because we ain't got a church full of 5,000 or 10,000. We got a souls that are saved. Isn't that beautiful? That know God. So I don't get intimidated behind. He said, because I'm saying, I'm not making fun of it. I'm just speaking the reality. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar.
So all of you out there said, the law is done away with. I'm letting you know what John said. You are liars.
Yes.
And you should take that to heart.
Because
you don't know God. And if you follow on, if you truly follow on, you're going to know you got to keep God's commandments. Because that's God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to St. John 17:17.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, a liar, and the truth
is not in him.
Not in him. So, Pastor, why are you going here? I can't say the commandments is God's word. What does St. John 17:17 say? What does it say?
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Wait a minute. I thought we were just talking about the truth. The truth is God's law. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Now, if thy law is the truth, and thy word is the truth, and Jesus is the word, that means he's the law. Mm-hmm. How simple is that?
Isn't
that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Read.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
15 chapter. 15 and St. John 8 and 45. Let's go there.
45, yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. You're going to know the Lord when I finish bringing you the scriptures. If you follow on, you will. It says, then shall you know if you follow on. Now, if you're going to get upset with me because I'm bringing you the truth and shut the Bible up and turn to another location that you're listening to, mm-hmm. you're not going to follow on. You're not going to know him. You listen and believe, you'll know him if you put the teaching in action. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. St. John 8 and 45, what do you say?
And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not.
Wait a minute. I'm telling you the truth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thy law is the truth.
Right.
Why is it so hard to understand it? I'm going to tell you why. What did he say?
And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not.
You believe me not
mm-hmm.
because you don't believe that's the truth.
All right.
But what?
Which of you convince me of sin?
So you can't convince us that you can't help but sin because the scripture don't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says to the Lord, go and sin no more. So don't say, well, can't nobody help but sin. That's a lie.
Right.
The Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So don't say you cannot live perfect. And God don't give us to do half things. God wants to be just like he is. Be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is mm-hmm. perfect. Read.
And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me?
Wait a minute. I'm quoting the scripture. What's the problem? Why won't one believe the scripture? Because all scripture is given by God.
Yes.
It's of God.
Yes.
It's inspired by God. Yes. God don't inspire lies. It's the truth.
It's the truth, yes.
What?
He that is of God heareth God's
words. So wait a minute. So I'm bringing you what the scripture says, and you know that God don't change. But if you can't see that, I'm going with what the Lord said.
Yes.
He that what?
He that is of God heareth God's words.
I'm only bringing you the words of God. The word says, remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. That's what God says.
All right.
That don't change.
No.
So how do you come up with Sunday? How do you come up with Baptists and all this other junk?
Right.
If you were of God, you would hear what the scriptures, not what I'm saying. I'm reading what the Lord is saying, what
That's
the
right.
word is saying.
That's
Read.
Right. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Well, plain, how plain is that? But when I say it, so why would you? You're judging me. I'm only speaking what the Lord said.
Right.
If you don't hear God's words, you're not of God.
Right.
Every word here is of God.
Right.
Every word I'm bringing is of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John 15 and 9. Let's
right.
go there.
Beautiful, yes.
John is telling us all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
He is. He walked with him.
All right.
Well, guess what? I walk with him too.
Yes,
Lord. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
Brother John, we won.
All right, Pastor.
Can anybody read that and say that? What are they going to say? The Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. Now, who's not with that? I'm going to say, now, you, Christian, who's not with that? Anybody going to raise their hand? Let's get an appointment set up and go to these churches. I'm going to ask you all a question. Don't come tell me what you think. Thank God. What does it say?
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you.
Mm-hmm.
Continue ye in my love.
So wait a minute. That love was God's word.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Yes.
The commandment is.
Go ahead.
Life everlasting. So you said, well, the commandment's done away with. How you going to get life? How you get eternal life? I know that his commandment is life everlasting. How do you get it then if it's done away with?
All right. Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Now, you ask yourself that, and when you ask yourself, don't ask me.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you. Read.
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
Wait a second. God said just love. Well, he just defined it. If you keep my commandments, and the commandments he has the same one his Father gave him. So my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. I mean, if you keep my commandments, you abide in his love like you abide in mine, like he does his. Right? Is that what it say? Read.
Yes. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
How plain is that? So I don't care what they say. You cannot get away and get away from commandments. That's God's word. It's not done away with. These lying preachers tell you that because they don't know God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Make it plain.
Let's go to 2 John 6 and 1. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
John doing a lot of talking tonight. Today, oh, you won't hear it on the Sabbath, but okay, it's night too. Fine. Night and the light is all the same to God. Don't make no difference. Ain't no time with God. God don't dwell in time. God is time. If he wants to be. He's the only one who knows the time frame. We don't know what's been going on all these eons before we got here. God does. So that makes him a timekeeper.
All right, Pastor.
All right.
All right, Pastor.
And why is he a timekeeper? Because time is in the earth and God is sees everything in the earth. Right? But he's not the God of this world.
No.
He just sees all. He's over this world. It's his world.
All right.
But he's not the God of this world.
Go ahead. Beautiful. Second John?
Second John 6 and 1. What does it say?
6. Just Second John 6, Pastor?
Second John 6.
Oh, yes, Pastor. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Now, this, 2 John
yes, Pastor.
6, you said, I said, right?
Yes, Pastor.
I mean 2 John, the 6th verse.
Yes, that's what I read, Pastor.
You read that?
Mm-hmm.
This is love. Okay,
yes.
Read it again and then go to the first verse.
Right, okay. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments.
So, it's very plain, even after the Lord went on to glory, it's yet about his commandments. Mm-hmm. And it's because we have a new commandment. The new commandment is love. That's just the saying, the short version of the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Just love, because that's what it is.
Right.
It's also God. I believe God is love.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not off here. It's love. That's God. It's all the same, right?
Yes.
This is love that we walk after his commandments. What?
This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it.
So wait a minute. In the beginning, what did we hear?
The word.
Thou shalt, the day you eat of this tree.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that in the beginning.
Yes.
As far as a command to man.
Yes.
And that was love to tell him, if you eat on this tree, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You're free to eat every other tree, but not this one. That's love.
Right.
Now, if they love God, they wouldn't have eaten.
Yes.
Is that the right word?
That's right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
But they didn't know they didn't love God. They found out, I don't love God. And so many find this out today because they don't know God. They had to go on and learn about God. Read the first verse.
The elder unto the elect lady and her children,
mm-hmm.
whom I love in the truth.
Wait a minute. It's all about the truth. And wait a minute. Thy word is true. So it's loving them that's in the word.
Yeah.
Thy law is the truth. Yeah. It's living those in the law. The definition didn't change. Except when now the law is done away with the commandments, so we're going to change the definition of truth. It ain't love anymore. It ain't the law. Yeah, it is.
All right.
Thy law is truth.
Yes.
It's righteousness as well. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And not I only, but also all they that have known
so
the truth.
Wait a minute. Everybody don't know the truth. How many hear my voice know that the truth is God's law? That is the commandments, and that is his word, and that is God. Those that say they're called by his name, they don't know this. And if you don't know this, you don't know the Lord. Read.
Yes. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever.
Wait a minute. So, if the truth is going to be with us, that means God's law.
Yes.
The word. Now, we bring the word, according to scripture, and so many want to turn the dial or don't want to hear it, tune out this message.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you going to dwell with it if you don't want to hear God's word? This is God's word. What I'm bringing you wasn't made up by some philosopher.
Right. Right.
This is all scripture. You going to tear the scripture out?
No.
Read.
All right. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father,
mm-hmm.
and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love.
What?
I rejoice greatly that I found of the children walking
of
in truth.
Thy children,
of thy
walking,
children walking
in truth.
In
now,
truth.
Do you all get upset when you find ones walking in the law?
No.
Now, if you really have God, why would you worry about them walking in the law mm-hmm. if they say, well, it's not a problem, I'm keeping it. What's the problem?
Right. Yes,
and if ones are not keeping it, what's wrong with them striving to not have gods before God,
right.
not make graven images,
right.
not take his name in vain, not forgetting the Sabbath day, but remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, What's wrong with honoring the father and those that carry God?
Yes.
What's wrong with not killing? What's wrong with not committing adultery? What's wrong with not stealing? What's wrong with not bearing false witness?
Right.
And what's wrong with not coveting? What's wrong with that? You said, but law was done away with. What's wrong with it?
That's right. All right.
Because if it's done away with, you're free to do all this. But yet, if you find someone lying, you say, you're a liar. You don't know the Lord. Well, you don't know the Lord if you break any of them.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
Read.
As we have received a commandment from the Father.
What?
And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee.
What?
But that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another.
Now, ain't no new commandment here. So what? New commandment is love. That ain't a new commandment. That's what we've heard from the beginning. Read.
Yes. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments.
Isn't that beautiful? Defining it very plain. All of you out there here, want to know what love is? According to the one that walked with him, it's keeping God's commandments. Now you have love. What?
This is the commandment that, as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it.
Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 2:7. What did it say?
Yes, sir.
That commandment. Mm-hmm. Walk in it. Which you have heard from the beginning. What does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which he had from the beginning.
What?
The old commandment is the word.
Isn't that beautiful? John even defining it for us.
Saying,
the old commandment is the word.
Yes.
Just in case you don't know what the word is. All you preachers out there.
Right.
The old commandment is the word. All you following these false preachers. It's the word.
Go ahead.
The old commandment is the word.
Yes.
So if the old commandment has been done away with, God's word has been done away with.
Mm-hmm.
Done away with. And guess what? That is so true because the church will have done away with God. They don't have God.
Right.
Not according to Scripture.
Yes,
so anybody hear my voice say, you think you don't know? No, I don't. I think the Scripture's right.
Yes, right.
And if we ain't on the right side of Scripture, we're wrong.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you.
What?
Which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth.
Let's go to Genesis 2:15.
Right.
This commandment was from the beginning. Now, why am I going here? Because even Adam didn't know the Lord. He had to go on, follow on to know the Lord.
Yes.
He didn't have any experience.
No.
It takes time to come forth. That's the parable of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time frame. And even sometimes they come a little early, but they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they come too early and they die, right? Premature.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's a time frame. It's the same thing in God. It's a time frame. You'll say, just Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Shut your eyes and there you come. I don't think so. No, the Lord don't dwell in an unclean temple. You don't even know what the word is, but Lord, come to my heart. And he said, I feel better. That's probably some fresh air you took in. Because Lord don't come in like that. And actually, when he's coming in, all I see is kicking and screaming and kicking him out. No! That's what I kind of reaction I get. That's what I saw in the scriptures. How are we reading? Genesis 2:15, what does it say?
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it.
Job. Give him something to do. Put him in there. What?
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying...
Wait a minute. There's the command now. Because he loved Adam. That was his son.
Mm-hmm.
He loved him, and he's trying to get him away to know him.
All right.
So how do you do that? How you put a person in the right up? Put them on the bike. You know they're going to fall. God knew what was going to happen, but he had to go through a process. If he was going to actually live and go to God, he had to go through a process. Read.
Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat,
mm-hmm.
but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Now, wait a minute. He said, well, that wasn't the command. Yeah, it was. But he didn't know anything about no gods. How could he make a graven image? He didn't know anything about no graven images. Who's going to make a graven image? But what he did know was about that tree.
Yes, he did.
He did know God said, don't do this. Not the same thing today. You might not know all the commandments, but if God's anointed is telling you, and God sits and tell you do stuff, so you better do it. Because you help respond. Because now you know what to do and what not to do.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
He told them what to do, but he knew they weren't going to be able to.
Right.
But he did show them love. They had a choice to make. And that's an example for us today.
Yes.
Now, let's go to, we don't read more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew 11:29.
Right.
They had to learn just like we have to learn today.
Mm-hmm.
And so many have accepted the Lord into their heart and don't know the Lord's word, what it is.
Yes.
The Lord's word is the 10 precepts. Yes. Don't even know that. How are you going to follow the Lord if you don't know what he's asking you to do? He's asked us to get rid of the gods. But if you don't know that, and this devil, just like Adam, Adam didn't have any knowledge, and he had to learn knowledge. Mm-hmm. He learned knowledge about that devil. Devil gave him knowledge how to make aprons,
all right.
Do things. Mm-hmm. Guy had to teach him all over again now. Well, not all over, teach him in the beginning, because he was built with certain things, but he didn't have the spirit of God to resist. Mm-hmm. He didn't. That's another story. We don't get into all that. Matthew 11 and 29, what does it say?
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
But wait a minute, what do the people think? What do Christians think that yoke is? It ain't that harness they put around horses. Mm-hmm. A yoke could be anything that's tied around your neck that will guide you,
right,
and constrain you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the 10 precepts, that's why the people don't want it. This constrains you. This constrained the Lord. He was nailed to this first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know if you would say he was nailed. He got on there.
Yes, beautiful.
We're not being nailed today. We have to get on the cross.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And let God have his way. We got to be led to the slaughter.
Beautiful.
Read.
For I am meek and lowly in heart,
mm-hmm,
and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
Now you're going to find rest. In other words, with the yoke around your neck, you have to be submissive.
Beautiful.
Or you're not going to learn and know God. Know the Lord. You have to be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
That means let him lead you to the slaughter. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
I'm going to strange talk to all of those that don't know this doctrine. The doctrine is to keep God's commandments. The doctrine is to die.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You read 30th verse?
For my yoke is easy.
Wait a minute. I thought it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's easy.
All right.
And what?
And my burden is light.
Genesis 12 and 1. Let's go there. But you know what the problem is? Ones don't know what their yoke is because they don't stay long enough to follow the Lord. And then when they do find out what it is, that's not up under this teaching. Commandments, we ain't got to do that. That's what the devil been telling. That's what the devil told. First, the devil told him in the garden. He said, you're going to be this guy. He went into a whole other genre. What about him being God's? It's about what God said. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 12 and 1.
Now the Lord hath said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred,
mm-hmm,
and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee.
Now wait a minute. Did he tell him, didn't Abraham know where he was going?
No.
But as he followed on,
mm-hmm, beautiful,
he learned something. Guess what he learned? I know we're going broke. I'm going to tell him this part already. He learned he had to live perfect.
All right.
See, most Christians that say they live for God, they don't know they got to live perfect. But if you follow on, you'll know that all of a sudden you'll say, what? You got to live perfect.
All right.
You got to deny yourself. There's a whole lot of things you got to do. But you haven't followed on to the Lord. You got to follow on the one that God sent.
Yes. Beautiful.
You're following that devil in the garden, you never get to knowledge. They're going to take you all around the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And I will make of thee a great nation,
mm-hmm,
and I will bless thee, and make thy name great.
What?
And thou shalt be a blessing.
And
I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee.
Mm-hmm.
And in thee shall all families of the
earth be blessed. So it don't make any difference what family you come from. You got to be in the faith of Abraham, or you don't count. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That means you have to lay aside everything that God say, except the man deny himself. Come out from your kindred. Didn't
beautiful.
The Lord say, except you deny mother, father, sister, brother, and yourself. You can't be my disciples. They're the same thing with Abraham.
Right.
Nothing changed.
Yes.
He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Read.
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him,
mm-hmm,
and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of
Wait a
Haran.
Minute. 75 years old. Right quick,
mm-hmm,
go
right.
to Genesis
all right.
17.
Yes.
He was 75 years old. God made him all his promises. But guess what he learned on the way?
Mm-hmm.
When Abram was 90 years old, 17 and 1, what does it say?
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and
what?
Said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Wait a minute. So somebody said, well, I ain't never heard about no... That's been done away with. Abraham, he didn't hear about it until...
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.